We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Mass shooting in California. We've got the story.
Sedgwick County's attorney is placed on paid leave. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
The new Kansas governor faces a skeptical GOP-led legislature. I'm Dan O'Neill.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. Precipitation is showing up on radar across parts of south-central Kansas, and snow is in our forecast. How much could we see? The complete update here in a few minutes.
13 people are dead, including a sheriff, sergeant, and the gunman, after a shooting inside a crowded Southern California bar late Wednesday. Venturi County Sheriff Jeff Dean.
Tonight at 11:20 p.m., Sheriff 911 received multiple calls of shots being fired at the Borderline Bar and Grill in Thousand Oaks.
Sheriff Dean says Sergeant Ron Hellis responded to the scene and was shot after he entered the building. He died at a hospital. Authorities did not say how the gunman died. Scene of this is the Borderline Bar and Grill in Thousand Oaks, about 40 miles from Los Angeles.
In a special meeting Wednesday, Sedgwick County commissioners put the county's attorney on leave.
The issue that brought about the meeting started back on October 24th, when Commission Chairman David Dennis accused County Attorney Eric Yost of violating attorney-client privilege in his handling of county business. The motion before the board came from Commissioner Dave Unruh.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we place Eric Yost on paid administrative leave until further notice, and furthermore move to appoint Karen Powell as acting county counselor until Eric Yost returns to full duty or the county counselor position is filled by an interim or appointed county counselor.
During the October 24th meeting, Dennis and fellow Commissioner Richard Ranzau also accused each other of illegal and unethical behavior. Gordon Basham, KNSS News.
The FAA has issued an emergency airworthiness directive on the new Boeing 737 MAX aircraft after the Indonesia jetline disaster.
The FAA airworthiness directive follows a safety bulletin from Boeing after a two-month-old Lion Air Boeing 737 MAX went down in the Java Sea shortly after takeoff. Boeing's bulletin includes instructions to pilots on how to compensate when automated controls kick in due to incorrect sensor readings. Investigators found the brand-new Boeing 737 MAX had provided erroneous data from its angle of attack sensor, which helps determine lift after takeoff. Bloomberg reported under some circumstances, like when pilots are flying manually, the MAX jets will automatically try to push down the nose if they detect that an aerodynamic stall is possible. Southwest has 26 of the Boeing 737 MAX 8s. American has 16. United has a variant. With hundreds more on order, flight crews being advised how to compensate for the automation. Therese Crowley, Fox News.
Much of the 737 MAX is manufactured at Spirit AeroSystems in Wichita.
Reaction continues to pour in following the resignation of Attorney General Jeff Sessions.
House Oversight Committee Chairman Trey Gowdy tells Fox News he knew the midterm elections would mark the end of Sessions' tenure.
I did not think it would happen before all the votes had been counted, but he's been a proverbial dead man walking for several months now.
Senate Democrat Dianne Feinstein saying the decision to sack Sessions has made it abundantly clear that President Trump will take any action he can to undermine the Mueller investigation. Acting Attorney General Matthew Whitaker is expected to oversee the probe into possible collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia. The president insists there was no collusion. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
Democrat Laura Kelly promised a new tone of bipartisanship after a victory in the Kansas governor's race brought her national attention.
She'll be facing a Republican-dominated legislature with leaders who call her proposals impractical and vow to hold her to a pledge she made during the campaign not to raise taxes. Kelly, a veteran state senator from Topeka, defeated Republican Chris Kobach Tuesday. She wooed GOP moderates and independent voters by pitching herself as a lawmaker who has worked across party lines. But the same electorate that rejected Kobach's conservative policies moved the legislature further to the right. And top Republicans view with skepticism Kelly's goals, including another boost in funding for public schools. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
The 57 acres where Joyland Amusement Park once stood in southeast Wichita was auctioned off Wednesday for a bid of $180,000. About half a dozen people registered to bid in person and online for the land. Former Joyland owner Margaret Spears spoke with KSN News.
I think it's wonderful. You know, I have many memories of it because I went to work here when I think I was about 15. I had all my fun. It's not good to see it just sit here all like this, though. You know, somebody needs to do something with it.
The buyer wants to remain anonymous for the time being and has said he isn't sure what he will do with the property. KNSS News time now, 7:05, 5 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Thursday night football tonight in the NFL, and shocker, women's basketball team had its season opener last night. We'll talk about that coming up in sports.
Can a man have his age legally changed so he can attract younger women?
What now?
Yeah, that story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted, now 7:09, 9 minutes past 7 o'clock. The White House is suspending a reporter after a contentious exchange.
CNN's Jim Acosta has become known for his antics during White House briefings. His latest exhibition involving he and President Trump talking over each other, Acosta even pushing a female White House staffer's arm away as she reached for the press microphone back.
Pardon me, ma'am.
The White House is now suspending Acosta's hard pass. Spokesperson Sarah Sanders tweeting in part, "We will never tolerate a reporter placing his hands on a young woman trying to do her job." Acosta also taking to Twitter with a response calling Sanders' statement a lie. Tom Graham, Fox News.
A day after losing his reelection bid, a Texas judge released nearly all the juvenile defendants who appeared before him.
Judge Glenn Devlin made the move in Houston after asking the juveniles whether they plan to kill anyone. The juveniles faced charges ranging from misdemeanors to violent crimes. The longtime judge rescheduled all the cases to early January after the Democrat who beat him would sit on the bench. It's not known how many juveniles were released, but officials say it was at least seven, including four facing aggravated robbery charges. The district attorney issuing a statement reading, "Prosecutors oppose the release of violent offenders of any age." Lisa Lacera, Fox News.
Well, if you're in your 60s and you want to date women in their 20s, what do you do? One man is suing to take 40 years off his age.
69-year-old Emil Rautoban was born in 1949, but that gets in the way of his attracting young prospects on dating sites, so he wants to change his birth year to 1969 and is suing to do so, comparing it to people who want to declare their gender as something other than male or female. Does he actually have a case? We'll know in about a month. That's when a Dutch court will rule. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
KNSS News time now, 8:11, 11 minutes past 8 o'clock. Change the rules.
We have a three-vehicle non-injury traffic accident southbound on I-135 at Pawnee. You'll want to avoid that area this morning. Traffic update. KNSS Radio, I'm Jed Chambers.
Now we're hearing some people say there might be some white flakes out there this morning. No snow could be on the way. Let's check the forecast. The KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ron L. Williams. Good morning, Ron L.
Good morning, Steve. We've actually seen a few of those flakes around downtown Wichita not all that long ago. But the thing is, we're still above freezing, so anything that you're seeing, if you're above freezing as well, more than likely seeing those flakes melt by the time you get outside and see if there's anything falling. So there's that. And then we are going to see a chance for a rain-snow mix really going through this morning, into the afternoon, into the evening as well. Cold all day, feeling like winter out there. High of only 37. We're at 36 right now. So that kind of tells the story. And we are going to see a chance for a rain-snow mix going into the evening. Should turn dry by the time we get into the overnight. But I think we'll still have to be weather aware and use caution on the roads tomorrow. Temperatures well below freezing in the 20s, so we still may see some slick spots out there this time tomorrow morning. Partly cloudy for your Friday, turning windy as well. High of 36, feeling like the 20s all day, though, with a northwest wind at 10 to 20. Right now, 36 degrees, just some light rain out there. Dew point of 35, visibility at 10 miles, wind chill of 27. So really just seeing a cold rain, but just wait, may see a few more flakes mix in later today.
Yeah, you're talking about flakes and whatnot, but the thing that's bugging me is the temperature's going down. It's getting cold out there.
Yeah, no, not too much change as we go through the day either.
Yeah, all right. Thank you, Ronell. The KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronell Williams. And in the news this morning, at the top of the news, a mass shooting at a bar in California where a total of 13 people are dead. With us this morning is Fox News Radio's Tanya J. Powers. Good morning, Tanya.
Good morning.
Do we know anything about the gunman at this point? Is it just too early to know?
It's just too early at this point. Obviously, they're investigating. The FBI was actually on the scene almost immediately. Thousand Oaks is only about 40 miles away from L.A. This happened last night, just after 11 o'clock local time. And we understand the shots were, the first call about the shots was about 11:20. And just almost immediately, like within the first few minutes, there were officials on the scene, law enforcement responders. One of the people who was killed, there were 12 people who were killed inside the club. One of those was a sheriff sergeant, Ron Hillis, who, along with another patrolman, they were doing, answering 911 calls in that area. And they heard about, this one, they got there about 11:20, just like a couple minutes after this call came in. And that is when Sergeant Hillis was hit with multiple gunshots. The other patrolman got him out of there, called an ambulance. They got him to the hospital, but unfortunately he passed away. By the way, Sergeant Hillis was a 29-year veteran of the force and was due to retire soon. The gunman is apparently one of those who is also dead. It's not clear how he died at this point. Not sure if he turned the gun on himself or if he was taken out by, first responders. The other people who were injured, the number of those is still kind of fuzzy. We're seeing 10 to 15, but I'm not positive if that's the number of the ones who were treated at the scene or taken, to get help from the scene. Because when this happened, people immediately started to scatter. This was a college night. They have a weekly college night at this country dance bar, the Borderline Bar and Grill. And so there were hundreds of people inside. So when this started, apparently, the gunman came in, didn't say anything. Witnesses say he had on he was tall, wearing all black with a hood over his head and his face partially covered. Didn't say anything. Apparently, he had smoke bombs as well, I guess, to obscure the, vision of people, and just opened fire. And when that happened, people started to scatter to try and get out. Witnesses say that some people used chairs and bar stools to break windows to get out of there. Other people hid in the attic of the club just to get away from the gunfire. So that's one of the reasons the number of injured is kind of fuzzy, because the people who fled and, got out of there on their own may or may not have gone to a hospital. So it's difficult to count them.
Tanya, are they saying anything about recovering a weapon on this, or weapon or weapons on this person?
What we understand right now was that he did use a handgun. According to the police press conference that happened earlier this morning, they said, as far as we know, there was only one handgun, but it could change more as they do a thorough search of the building. They aren't sure who. They don't know about how the deputy, sergeant, not sure exactly who shot the sergeant.
Okay.
Obviously, one would think it was the gunman, but again, it's difficult to tell, and all that will have to come out of an investigation that's going to, immediately be coming.
Yeah, a lot of confusion in something like that.
Yeah, there is.
All right, Tanya. Hey, thanks for being with us. We appreciate it this morning. Fox News Radio's Tanya J. Powers reporting on that mass shooting in California that we've been telling you about on our news this morning. 7:17 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Today is Thursday, November 8th, 2018. And it was on this date in 1972 that the premium cable TV network HBO home box office made its debut with a showing of the movie Sometimes a Great Notion. And Ted was tuned in, right, Ted?
No. No, we didn't get cable till everyone else did, about 1980.
Yeah, that was about the time, wasn't it? And, HBO's anniversary day. 718.
And HBO, you know, when we got cable, HBO was like one of the things they really enticed people to actually start paying for cable was, hey, it's a premium movie network and all this.
Yeah.
I remember right when we got HBO, they started a deal where they showed every James Bond movie.
Whoa. All right.
And I was hooked, baby. I just devoured that stuff.
Bond, James Bond. Of course, that was, of course, Sean Connery, the real James Bond, not the phonies. Okay. 718 now, Steve and Ted. It is sports time with Ted Woodward. And to tell you what, the Shocker women basketball team off to a real good start. Right, Ted?
Yep, they got things going last night. Season opener for the Shocker ladies at Coke Arena. 1,400 fans on hand as the Shockers took on Arkansas Pine Bluff. Shocks had a 24-4 lead by the end of the first quarter and cruised in for a 76-39 win over the Lady Lions. Sabrina Lozada Cabbage, Shocker senior, career-high 21 points. After the game, some thoughts from Shocker head coach Keitha Adams from GoShockers.com.
There was a run where we were red hot out of the gate. So, you know, great first half. Second half, I thought we lost some of our intensity and it got kind of ugly. But you know, what a great night. We got to look at a lot of different combinations. We went deep into our bench, and you know, I thought there was definitely some positive things.
Shocks off to a 1-0 start. Some other women's basketball last night. The KU women open up their season with a win. Jayhawks beat UMKC 67-55 in Lawrence. JUCO women's basketball. Butler Community College wins at Heston College 100-49. The Butler women are ranked number 16 in the nation. They are off to a 4-0 start. Thursday night football tonight in the NFL. The good matchup. The Carolina Panthers in Pittsburgh taking on first-place Steelers. Both these teams are in playoff position right now, the Panthers and the Steelers. Pittsburgh is a 3.5-point favorite at home. Good football game tonight. 7 o'clock, listen live on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. Prior to that, we'll talk college football, KU football, Hawk Talk with head coach David Beatty at 6 o'clock tonight on KFH. Jayhawks getting ready to go to Manhattan to face K-State on Saturday in the Sunflower Showdown. Pro basketball in the NBA last night. The Miami Heat win at home, beat the San Antonio Spurs 95-88. Starting for the Heat last night, former Kansas State Wildcat Rodney Magruder tied his career high with 10 rebounds. He also had 4 points and 4 assists. Back-to-back wins for the Heat. And a couple of Shocker basketball birthdays today. Maurice Evans is 40 years old today. Of course, he went to Wichita Collegiate High School. Only played 2 years for the Shocks, and he still joined the 1,000-point club. He played many years in the NBA. Happy birthday to Maurice Evans, who is 40 today. And happy birthday to Teray Murray, former Wichita State Shocker, who is currently playing pro ball in Italy. He was on the NIT championship team. Great Shocker player. Played in the NBA as well. Teray Murray is 29 today. Sports with Steve and Ted.
It's time for our Prairie Fire Coffee Break on KNSA's. Prairie Fire Coffee is the freshest coffee in the Wichita area because Prairie Fire Coffee beans are roasted fresh right here in Wichita. You can get Prairie Fire Coffee at your office, just like Steve and Ted, by calling 267-3771 or online at prairiefirecoffee.com.
Coffee break!
721 now. Keep it here for Rush Limbaugh's Morning Update. Some post-midterm reactions. That's coming up, Steve and Ted, on KNSS.
Now let's talk some Kansas City Chiefs football.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.